We're going to discuss current trends in domestic M&A. And whenever we have a change in leadership in Washington, the markets sort of don't quite know how to react. So by comparison, we've seen declines in various sectors of the M&A activity spectrum, quarter-on-quarter comparison between 2016 and 2017. So what we have seen in the market, and Bob, I think you're sort of in the midst of all these, on the mega deal side, the big deal side, we've sort of seen increases of maybe 6, 7%, starting at 500 million and sort of a billion in terms of deal size. But we've seen quite a bit of contraction first quarter 2016 over first quarter 2017 in the sort of deal size 10 million to 250 million. For example, deals in the spectrum of the small size 10 to 25 million dollar merger and acquisition activity has gone down by about a third. Okay, so it's sort of mixed messages in the market. Big deals are happening. So with that in mind, what trends are we seeing and what are sort of the hot topics? We're going to talk about the marriages today, sort of the merger aspect, and we're going to tease out one of these aspects, namely carve-out transactions, assets or subsidiary purchases. We're also talking about cohabitation. We're talking about joint ventures. Now, when you look at joint ventures, Deloitte published a study on M&A last year, and they sort of suggested that 50% of joint ventures are generally not considered very successful.